In Daf Tzayin Amud Aleph, let us again start from the Gemara. Maskiv lo Rami bar Chame. It is right opposite the Tosfos Mashiresh Ma'aba Mocholoch. We had a memre of Rav that Rav had said that if the Gazlan who had sold the karka to the lekeach, he purchased it from the nigzal, so we say it belongs to the nigzal. Is maskiv lo rami bar chame, mechdei hai lekeach b'mai koni lahai are. How was the lekeach koine the karka? That means there was a karke that was sold. No, bishas the karke it was sold. It was a gegazel to karke. Later, the nigzal went, and the gazlan went to the nigzal and purchased the karke. So we had a shaila. Can now the gazlan went to the nigzal and purchased the karke? Can the Gazlan go now to the Lekeach and tell him to leave the Karka? Or do I say that it was purchased for the Lekeach? So Rav had said, for two reasons, the Gazlan has an ulterior motive that he wants that the Karka should belong to the Lekeach. Either the Loinikraya Gazlone, he'll kick him out of the Karka, he'll be called a Gazlan, or Nechale the Leike Behemnuse, he wants to be a Nemon, Hemnamonis by the Lekeach, so therefore, when he purchases the Karka from the Nigzal, the intent is that the Lekeach should be koine the karke. That was what Rav had said. So maskiv lo Rami bar Chome, so Rami bar Chome asked, mechdei hai lekeach b'mai koni lahai are. But how was the lekeach koine the karke? It would seem that the karke automatically belongs to the lekeach. With what kinyan was he koine the karke? Bahai shtore. Should you say he was koine with the original shtar mechire? Now the original shtar mechire, when the gazlan wrote the shtar mechire, was he wrote a shtar mechire on the karke gzule? So hai shtore chas bebaumahu. So lechera we can't use this shtar that through the shtar the lekeach should acquire ownership because b'shas the shtar was written, the karke did not belong to the gazlan. He first acquires the karke from the nigzal later when he purchased it from the nigzal. Amar le Rave tehei b'maminoi. The reason is because the lekeach trusts the moicher, he trusts the gazlan. Bahu ano the lekama le midi. He has hano from him that he didn't tell him anything. Because somach ale. He relies on him. Torach umaisilei. Therefore, he will be matriach himself to acquire the karke from the nigzal. And gomar umaknilei. And he's gomar umakne the karke. Let us see Rashi. Maskif lo rami bachome. Aha, mamocha rishin lishaini. Rav had said that the karke belongs to the lekeach because mamoch harishin l'sheini kol schusha tovi liyodai. The gazlan sold to the lekeach whatever will belong to him, and since later he purchased the karka from the nigzol, so it belongs now to the lekeach. So the Gemara asks, but the shtar, the original shtar mechira, is not pekoyach to sell the karka. The original shtar mechira was made on the karka gzula. Tehei hoda rav b'maminoi. Sha'om aloi, he told him, ani seimech elecho shetitneno biyodi. So Rashi says that the lekeach told the gazlan, Rashi makes it very official, he told him, I rely on you, shetitneno biyodi, that you'll give it to me. Now, is gomar umaknik shalokha mi bailam arishayinim, when he purchased it from the bailam arishayinim, is gomar umaknik. Now, I just like to mention this lashon that Rashi says, Ani soimach alecha shetitnena biyodi. L'chayre, when did he tell him this? Ani soimach alecha, I rely on you, shetitnena biyodi. When did he tell him this? L'chayre, it would seem he told him this by the mechire. He told him by the mechire. So the Rishayna being a raya from Rashi, that Rashi holds afilu behikirbo. Afilu, we're speaking about a case of he knew it was a gzula. The lekeach told him, he knew it's a karka gzula. He told the meicher, I trust you. I know you're going. Shetitneno biyodi. And that is not like Taisvis. We had mentioned Taisvis. The whole shail is below hikibo. The Gemara says the money was given l'shem matone, l'shem pekodin. Rashi learns afilu behikibo. There was also a trust from the lekeach, shatitnenole, you're going to give it to me. It is because of this trust, gomer umaknik shelokcha mibailam arishayim, when he acquired it, so he's gomer umaknik. Yesterday we mentioned the Chidushi Aran. The Chidushi Aran says the kinyan is kinyan kesef. That means, what is the Maise Kinyan? The Gemara is Takasha, how is he kainet? The Kinyan is Kesef, that means the trust that you had in the Meicher, Amir de Kazachi, he sells a Makarke Gzule, and there's a trust, Shatit Nenoli, I know you're gonna make things good. So, that's, that hanor is equivalent to kesef. It's covered. That's equivalent to kesef. And this is called anunasinas kesef. He's giving him kesef for that when he buys the karke, I'm giving you on account kesef that when you buy the karke, you should sell it to me. The kesef that he's giving him is the trust that he has. And because of that kesef, he's maknet to him. That's the mashmois of Loshon Rashi, shelokcha mibailim harishonim, when he purchased it from the nigzal, then he's maknet. That means, l'chayret works in two steps. He purchased it from the nigzal. That belongs to the nigzal. And then he remembers, ach, this lekeach, have faith in me, and does. So, for that faith that he had in him, he's now makne to to the lekeach. He's matter to the lekeach. Milchayra, we have to say, we had a gemara before, the marsha b'etzem is moirer this ha'ore, and that's why Tosfos said a whole different shot in the gemara, which we will be'ezer Hashem learn tonight. But the marsha has a moirer dike ha'ore. The gemara said, till when do we say that the gazlan is purchasing it for the lekeach? So the Gemara says, the Lekesh left him to the entire ready for the money, and then later they wrote an adracht on the karke, and the Lekesh is they went to Bezlin already, and he's going to be goiva a karke from the Gazlan to pay him back the money he gave him. So Lekesh now there's no trust anymore. Now he's fuming, the Lekesh. But it would seem, in the beginning there was trust. And that trust is, for that trust, even though now the lekeach is fuming, but for that previous trust, the gazlan will, when he buys it, it'll be maknet to the lekeach. This was Shitas Chedushi Aran. And it seems this is Shitas Rashi also. We had mentioned the Rashba. The Rashba has a different Pshat in the Gemara. The Rashba learns Pshat in the Gemara that it does not work in two steps. It works that when the Lekeach purchases when the gazlan purchases the karke from the nigzal, he's purchasing it b'shlichas ha-lekeach. He's purchasing it for the lekeach. And the nigzal is maknet to the lekeach. So it doesn't work in two steps. And therefore, the Rashba had a meiridike problem in this gemara. Hai lekeach b'maikoni lahai are. What is the problem? The Gemara is the kash, hai lekeach b'maikoni lahai are. He's kind it because the gazlan purchased it from the nigzel for the lekeach. What's your problem? He has a merdike kash. So the Rashba says on this kash, that the Gemara's kasha is on a case of gova b'chayvay. That means bishlaim if he purchased it from the nigzal. So we'll say the nigzal, he's purchasing it from the nigzal, and the nigzal is makne the karke to the lekeach. So that's no problem. But gova b'chayvay is napshat is that the nigzal is makne the karke, fakert, the gazon is goive the karke for the chayv that the nigzal owed him. So now it becomes the gazlan. So in that case, the Gemara is asking Akasha, so now, in this case, how is the lekeach koin? That was the Gemara's kasha. Yesterday we had mentioned, we didn't understand, and I mean, the Gemara says, by Yerusha, the Gemara is a whole pilpul, that if I say that the gazlan was Yerush the karke from the nigzal, if the lekeach is koine, the Gemara says, since he wasn't teireach, I don't see he wants to be koine for the lekeach. But there's also a problem. There's no haknoa mitzad the nigzal. But the Rashba machzach nishvissened it from this problem. But bekitza, the Gemara had a problem by gova b'chayvay. So what does the Gemara answer? Bahu ano the lekam alei midi because samach alei torch ma'is alei goma umaknilei. So what is the teretz? So the Rashba Lamaisa says Pshat in the Gemara's Teretz as follows. Rashba says, so the Rashba says, what's the Teretz? Yeshli Loimal, the Mishum de Mamino, since the Lekeach trusted him, af who Kigoyve oiso, when he's goyve the choyv, umezake loy al yidei atzmoy. Since he trusts him, so when he's goyve the karke for himself, he's mezake to the lekeach. Now we have to understand this is very problematic, because a person cannot be zoyche something that belongs to himself to someone else. It doesn't work like that. That means like a Reuven can be Zeiche from Shimon for Levi. But if it belongs to Reuven already, he can't be Zeiche what is his for to Levi. So what is Pshat? This is what the Rashba says. The Mishum de Maminai, since he trusts him, Afu ki goiva oisei, it's like he was goivit for himself. Imizak eloi al yidei atzmoi, va'osu esheinai Zeiche ki Zeiche. That means since he wants to be magnetim, so there's a problem over here that we don't have the mechanics how he should be, but he wants to be magnetim, since he trusts him, he wants to be magnetim, so oshu sheine zeiche ke zeiche. That is pshat in the Gemara's Teretz, according to the Rashi. Let us go further. We have to proceed the Gemara further in order to learn Tosfos. Masiv Rav Sheshes. Fine. So now we know Pshat, either, so we have two Pshatim that the Lekeach is Koine, either Hanoz like Kinyan Kesev, so for the, that was Mahanim, that he trusted him, he's marked him after the Kinyan, or, whereas the Rashba says all the times he's zeich in the karket for the lekeach when he purchases from the nigzel, and by gova b'choyvay luchu chayr huadim by Yerusha also, it works out also shein zeich kezeich. Masiv Rav Sheshes, ma sheirish me'aba mochaloch. A person goes over to, woman goes over to Shimon, and he says like this, he says, listen, what I'm going to yarshin from my father, I want to sell to you. I'll give you a cheap price. Who knows when the father's going to die? Father's a wealthy man. He has a lot of property. Mashirish ma'aba mocholoch. Mashetale mitzudosi mocholoch. Or he's selling, he has traps, which he traps animals, fish. He says he's a year's supply. I'll sell you now a year's supply of all the things that's going to come into my traps. Mochaloch. Loi omar klum. It's nothing. Nothing was chal. It's worthless. If he said, ma she'iresh minaba hayoy mochaloch, but if his father is a goisis, and it's otot, and he comes and tells this person, you know, I'm on the verge of becoming a wealthy person. Mashirish ma'aba me hayoy mocholoch, mashetale mitzudosei hayoy mocholoch dvorov kayom. Now, let us forget about this din. This din is a problematic din, so let's forget about the sefer. The kasha is from the reisha. Mashirish ma'aba mocholoch, it says, loyam maklum. So what is the kasha? But let's just go a little further. Omar Rami bar Chome, ho gavre, voho tiyufte. Ooh, wah. So Rami bar Chome said, Rav Sheshes is a gavre rabbe, and he asked a bomba bakasha. That means this is a mildike kasha and rav. Now let us say Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Vorov kayomim, no, before, mitzudosi shalchayes voifes vishaldogim, Vorov kayomim, lakam and porch maishna reishem, maishna seifem, hayom is different, but let's not get into that. O gavre vohot yufte. What does that mean? Hare odom godol. The matchin Rav Sheshes is an odom godol. Vachil gmoyu tshuvosa is kashe is also a mordike kashe. The ktoni layom aklom. It says layom aklom. Ulach sheyiresh laykona laykeach. So that means, given that he shaite love the day have in Ichseyove, since when he sold it, it wasn't his. So what is the kashe? So the kashe is, Rav Sheshes' kashe is as follows. The kashe of Rav Sheshes was, you, Rav, said, when a gazlan went and sold the karke to a lekeach, so we said, and later it became his, later became the gazlan, so you said, mamocha rishon l'sheni, kos chushet, if it becomes his, he'll make sure that it should belong to the lekeach. That's what Rav said. And therefore, Rav said that when he purchases it from the nigzel, the lekeach is koine. That's what Rav said. So that means, even though bishas the mecher, it did not belong to the gazlan to sell, but if he'll acquire it, he'll buy it from the nigzel, I say, the lekeach is going to be koinet. What's the maisa kinyan? So we said, the chedush yaran, fakir, he trusted him and does so. So for this trust, he's being marked, he's going to be marked in the kake. Here it says, mashirish ma'abe mocholoch, and the father dies, kornish mit kornish. What is the difference if he sold the karke gzula, and it became later his, he said, belongs to the lekeach. He sold his father's yerusha, it became later his, kornish mit kornish. So lemaise, so Rami Bachome said, amoyedike kashe, this amoyedike kashe an rav. Agav ravot yufte. Omar Rove, so let's go back to the Gemara, Gavre Kochazine, but sure, Rav Sheshes is a Gavre Rabbe. To Yufta Loi Kochazine, the Kashe doesn't bother me too much. Hoche Somche Daite, Vohoche Loi Somche Daite. Hoche Somche Daite, here we were Seymer Das. The Ozel Torech Umaisile, Keichid Loi Nikraya Gazlone. Here was Seymer Das. When that he's going to go and he's going to go and acquire the karke, he was saymach on him. Hocha leisam chadaita, but over here leisam chadaita, he's selling him what he's going to yarshin from his father. He's not saymach das. So what does Rashi say? Leisam chadaita de lekeach. Miyemar she yirash ma'oviv klum, she meyim ke'oviv nechosov b'chayev. So that means, so Rashi l'choyre means to say as follows. Here l'choyre, it is biyodai for him to acquire the karke. Why is it biyodai to acquire the karke? Mestama the nigzel, we see like this, the nigzel was by the gazlan for the last 5 years. The nigzel didn't do anything with the gazlan. Now it's sold to lekeach. Mistome, if he'll go over to the nigzel and he'll tell him, listen, you know, we're hard balei dvorim, listen, I'll pay you for the karke, sell the karke already. Mistome, the nigzel will be maskim to sell the karke. I mean, the last 5 years he didn't have the karke, period. Now the gazlan has a hero too. He wants to give him money for the karke, for the karke. The nigzel mistome will be masking to sell the karke. And the gazlan will be mishtadl to buy the karke, because, I mean, לקחת שווס, מדוזל מנטה לקחת הכל המגזלן. זאת אומרת, מילא, taking all factors into consideration, מסתמה, the gazlan will be capable of purchasing the קרקע and being מקנה to the לקחת. Some amela, so there's some achalav, some amela. It's and for the smichas das is magnetim. Fakelti feels indebted to him. Mashen came over here. He said, "What I'm going to yarshin from my father, I'm going to sell to you." Who says will yarshin anything from the father? Could be the father will sell all his nachosa. So there was no smichas das. There was no oche somche daite dozel v'torach, oche loy somche daite. Here he wasn't soymach das on him. And if he wasn't soymach das on him, so it's gonish mit gonish, v'kert the whole thing works with smiches das, v'kert he relied on me, he said, that's kufetei b'maminoi, because somach alei, you need this smiches das. It's very modnech, mein, lechere here the lekech, what's with the lekech gave him the money? He sold his father's Yerusha for $500,000. He gave him the $500,000. Leisamach alei, mein, okay, basically. About Kaponim, here the Gemara says, leisamach alei, and if it's leisamach alei, so the whole thing only works with smiches das. Leisamach alei. Now, the Rishonim ask Akashim, there's another kasha. We said before, by Yerusha, by a gazlan, if a gazlan yarshin the karka from the nigzal, so we said before that it doesn't belong to the lekeach, because it's loy torach. I mean, this whole thing works. You see that the gazlan is tereach. If he woke up in the middle of the night with a telegram that he just yarshin the karka, since we don't see any tirche, So then I don't say it. So by Yerusha, by a gazel and gufe, the din is that the lekech isn't koine. So what's bechlal the Gemara's kasha? I mean, by gazel and gufe, I say, since it's loy torach. So other rishonim want to say that there's a difference. That means by a gazlin, it wasn't spoken out beferish that he's going to do it for the lekeach. I mean, this is all umdenis and understandings. So Chazal said, if I see that the gazlan was tereach to acquire the karke from the nigzal, I mistame, that is pshat. Pshat is he was tereach to acquire it for the lekeach. But by Yerusha, I don't see that the gazlan made an effort to acquire the car, because I don't say he acquired it for the lekeach. But here he told them, bepemole, mashiresh ma'aba mochaloch, he told them bepemole. So lechere, here you don't need the gilui of Torah. So the Gemara is takashi, so it should be good. But the Gemara says, no, but there's something else, you need the samach daite. The samach daite, and here there's no samach daite. Shalchu lekame derababe bazavta. Now they sent again, Shalchu alohot yufte derab sheishis doiseba derab. They sent this kashe to, they sent this kashe lekame derababe bazavta. Amalohu zu eino tzricha lefnim. Amarove zu tzricha lefnim v'lefnai v'lefnim. Now we have to know exactly what this means. L'shainis are nice, but we have to understand pshat. So there's Rashi, then we'll see this other mahalchim. Shalchu lo tiyufte d'rav sheishis d'oisev ad'rav. Eina tzricha lefnim. She said, Eina tzricha lefnim, Eina tzricha kedei letarza lachnisa lefnei bnei ha-yeshiva. You don't have to bring it into the bnei ha-yeshiva. She'ein bohem yedeya lefarka. there's no need. That means this kasha that Rav Sheish is asked on Rav is such a kasha. The Bnei Yeshiva won't know what they are. It's not, they're not capable to answer such kashas. This is already, this is G'doyle, G'doyle Yisrael, Rav said a psak, and Rav Sheish is a gavra, Rabbi asked them a kasha. You go now into the yeshiva, you ask them the kasha, they won't know what to answer. So, he says, Poshet Bittel Torah. Why should you bring it into the yeshiva? They can't answer such a kasha. Zu ein tzricho kedei letau to lachnis lefnei bnei yeshiva, she'ein ba'em yedei lefarka. So don't bring this into the yeshiva. Don't learn with them this sugya. This sugya is much too difficult for them. This is a nice and a kasha. You need gedei le Yisrael to answer such a kasha. That's one pshat. Uchuvas ha-goinim pershim lignai. The lack of kusha ma'uye al talua legav. The goinim said, it's no kasha. You don't have to, this, the kasha finds sich nicht on. The kasha finds sich nicht on. And what did Rava say? And Rava said, zu tzricha lifnim, v'lifnai v'lifnim. So the Teres Chaim asks on Rashi, yes, on the first Lashon of Rashi, Eina Tzricha Lefnim, the Lashon Eina Tzricha is a little, I mean, it's a bomba vakashe, Eina Tzricha Lefnim, the Lashon, it's a mordike kashe, Eina Tzricha, okay, so we wanted to say a pshat, maybe, because such a shvere kasha, it shouldn't be brought into the Beis Medrash. And according, and then what was Rava Moisev? Rava said, Zutzricha lefnim, v'lefnai v'lefnai v'lefnim. What did Rava say? So Lamaise, he's chaylek on Rashi. He learns like the Goinim. That zu ein tzricha lefnim. That you don't have to ask such a kasha in the base medrash because the kasha finds sich nicht on. And Rava said ein tzorch lefnim v'lefnei pnim ein tzorch ledag deklal. Afilu outside of the base medrash you don't have to ask the kasha. The kasha finds sich nicht on in ganz, and it's not, you don't have to, such a kasha doesn't have to be yes in the base medrash. I feel a lifnei pnim, I feel a before the base medrash, even the mesifta bochum, you don't have to ask such a kasha. The kasha finds in the sun. And because the teretz is so posh, it hoche samchadaiti, hoche loy samchadaiti. Have uvde bepumpadise, v'oisve. Did also, there was such a maise. They brought, the someone sold the karka and then the gazlan bought it off from the nitzel. They said over the psak of Rav. And then the kash of Rav Sheish, Zamor Rav Yosef, Zoyin Yitzricha Lefnim, Vamal Yabai Yitzricha Lefnim, Lefnaim Lefnim. Oche Som Chedayte, Oche Loi Som Chedayte. Fine. So Memele, so Rav is more or less whatever it is, this is what Rav Sheish says, kasha, we have here this teretz. That if it's some chadaite, then the lekech is koine. If it's not some chadaite, it's not koine. Frek the Gemara, umayshna reisha, umayshna seife. Now the Gemara asks a new kasha. We hear over here, mashirish ma'abe mocholoch is not sold. Mashiirish minava hayoim ochaloch isol. Now what's the chilek? Omar Rabbi Yochanan seife mashiirish ma'aba hayoim mishum kovid oviv. Mashitale mitzudosi hayoim mishum kidei chayo. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi hoya uvde bepumpadise shadono din kera voisvinen mamasnis vama Rav Yosef mishim kovid oviv. Zot Rashi Ksha Yaoviv Geisis. The father was a Geisis. Mashirish me Abba Hayim. Vitzorech Mois Likvorosoi Litachichem. And it's bitter. I mean, he's a Geisis. So it's a Shaila of ours. But there's a problem. After the father dies, there's a Kever, there's Tachichem. Muzer lekoved oviv shaloi lishahoisai bibizoi. So mele, here they made a takana. So that means like this. This person doesn't have any money whatsoever to pay for the kvura of his father, to pay for the tachichim for the father. The only way he can get money, he can't go to agmach either. He's over. He doesn't have any line of credit anymore. The father had some money, so he has a potential. The father is thought he's going to get a lalochi. You can't sell it because it's a davish loy baloyla. So they made a takone mishim kvoid oviv. That I mean, you're going to go according to the letter of the law. Sorry, you can't sell it now. So what's going to be? So first we'll wait for the Yerusha, then we'll get a hold of the Yerusha, and then we'll first buy Tachichim, and then the father will be mutal bebezoyim by the Tachichim by a keva. So they made a takone that the Mekech is chal. So this is a takone. Agavuch, I wanted to say a shtikel ha'orim. In Yeredeye it says, in Chaitzvin, Yeredeye it says something very interesting. There's a machlekes in this, but Al Kaponim, it says as follows. There's a remor, in Yeredeye it's a Menshin Lametes, that if someone is a geisis, and they ask the Rivoshe Shaila, he allowed to was Erev Shabbos, can you be Chaitzev HaKever now? He's not dead yet, but we see that it's very close, and it's Erev Shabbos. He's allowed to be chaytze v'kever. To dig the kever, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, ein chaytze min loy kever. Ein chaytze min loy kever. It says two things. It says the Machaber says you're not allowed to bring tachrichim into the house. You're not allowed to bring an oren into the house. So that is understandable because The geisus has to see the oren coming into the house, or put two and two together. That is the last thing you want the geisus to see. So you don't bring it to the house. The kever is five blocks away. He won't know anything about it. Afal pike, the Ramos says, Kolzman, a person is alive. You're not metapel betzolche ames. Kolzman is alive. You don't do it. So Al Kaponim, I just wanted to say, you're not chaytzev a kever. But if you want to get money for the kever, that's already a step before the kever, that chazal wamat. I mean, he even made a takone that he can sell the yerusha of the father in order to get money for the kever. Fine. Mishum kedei chayav, ma shetala metzudosei hayoim, Tikno chachamishi dvorav kayomim shema tzarchula mezainis davamut. I mean, he's selling. He's a fisherman. He's a hunter, and he needs food for today. He wants to sell the today's catch. So they made also a takon. He can sell it. Avomashet talam etzudosi kol chaydish e kol shone ein shom mishum kedei chayim. Now let us see Taisvis. Zot Taisvis. Arzi kamai ki heichi delekim behimnuse. The Gemara said before, Gemara klared a shaila, what's the din by matone? So that by matone, if he got a matone from the nigzal, so one man the Yomer said, "Dilav de torich va'arzi kamaim Lehavi yoiv leimatone. If he wouldn't have been mishtadl by the nigzol, then nigzol would never have given him a matone. Lohochi torech ba'arzi kamei, keichet deleikem bemnusei. So kochoch, he's doing this, that he should have nemones by the lekeich. Zuktai svis, mashme dohochi hilchese. We hear about some two lashonis in the Gemara. Why I say that the Gazlan is mishtadol to be mamed the kinyan, either kehechad la likraya gazlone, or the lekim beim nusay. There was two mahalchim. The Gemara was never machia what the true reason is. Here we have a stomach the Gemara. The Gemara says by matone that we say that arzi kamei kehechad the lekim beim nusay. So vaystois, that's stuck in the reason that lekim beim nusay. That's got the first lotion. That means we had before, Ravashi said, Nechleke Bemnusa, Mazutra says, Nechleke Nikrai Gazlona, we paskin like Ravashi. The Rishonim, the Achonim Eska Kashem, later, Rove said, Hoche somche daiti dozo toche maisele keichet on ikraye gazlone. Rove said the other time. So what's the pshat and toys? Oh, we passed like the first time. We loinok ed lishne le ikraye gazlone. Rove said the loshen of le ikraye gazlone. So others want to say this is a stomach de gemore, this is Rove. The stomach de gemore held keichet de leikem bemnuse. Hai store chaspa balmu, bim taima. Fraktois vis, veleimo de koni lo bemeshe herzig bo acher shekono gazla. Now, we have a genevanum ahalach and tois visun. The Gemara asked Akasha, how was the loikeyach koine de kalk? How was that? The star? The star that when he wrote the star, the karka didn't belong to him. So that star is a chaspa balmas. How is the lekeach kind of the karka? Fraktois ves, veleimet de koni lo bameshe efsik bo ache shekone gazl. Maybe he made a chazoke. I mean, how is kind of it? I assume that he bought it for the, I mean, we set up sacheshben. Ma mocha rishon l'sheini kol schushe tovi liyodi. We set a cheshben, mistomei wants to be makne to the lekeya. The whole kasha was, but how was he kaine? So he's kaine with chazake. If I assume that he wants him to be kaine, so how, but poil is he kaine? He makes a chazake. Kishloima, the mashmalei, misho shekona agazlan ishaloi keya, afal pishloi osa baishumaisi. So, Taisha said, no. From the memra of Rava would seem it's automatic. Nothing has to be done. The minute the gazlan purchases the karka from the nigzel, it becomes automatically the lekeyers. So don't tell me the lekeyers is to make now a chazaka. No. Rav, it would seem that automatically, as soon as the lekeyach, as soon as the gazlan purchases it from the nigzal, automatically it belongs to the lekeyach. So that's the most kasha. How does it belong automatically to the lekeyach? Fine. Ve'im taima, ma'oisav shoyu tchila milve nasu atamecha. Fact, I says, what's the problem? He gave him money to begin with. It's talking about Lehi Kebo. He gave him money. Now, the Vile, he's going to owe him the money. I mean, if the Nixon is going to take it away, he owes him the money. The money, Basheru Shom is a halvo. Shmuel said it's Mexican Ribbit. I mean, the money, Lamai said, wasn't kind anything yet. So he owes him the money. So he still has an account, money. So, lechayre, he's kaine with that money. He gave him money. Bishayte, it wasn't kaine, because then the karke didn't belong to him. Now that the Kalka belongs to the Gazlan, so yes, how is the Lekeach Koine? With that money that you've given him. Speaking about a place, there were certain places that were not koine karka with money. That means they're only koine with shtoris. Money is not a... There were certain places they did not rely on money because money is not a proof that I acquired the karka. You need a deed, you need a shtar. So they only were koine the karka with a shtar. Fine. That's one teretz. Inami... Now there's more Yesodis to Keteres. B'milve eino yochel liknois k'damrinem perikame de kedushin amekadesh b'milve eine mikodeshes u'bemecha loikone. You have to understand such a gemara, but I'll come on him. Taisus brings down a gemara, a meridike gemara, amekadesh b'milve eino mikodeshes, which means as follows. Aisha borrowed money. Aisha borrowed $1,000 from Reuven. Reuven tells her, comes over to her, listen, $1,000 you owe me, you don't have to pay me $1,000. And because of that, Areyat Mekadeshes. Now it's a choshev mois kedushin. The Gemara says, a Mekadesh b'milva eino Mekadeshes. Why is eino Mekadeshes? He didn't give her anything. That means she doesn't have to pay. That's not called giving. Kesef kinyin, you have to give something. Saying, you don't have to pay me, that's not called she acquired money. That's not called kesef kinyin. So memela in by mecha, it's also like on it. So memela, you have to acquire money in order to make a kinyin. Sai by kedushin, sai by mecha. So over here, it's also that means like this, that the Lekeach is telling the Gazlan, you know, I gave you money for the karka. You owe me the money. You don't have to pay me back the money. And because of this, I want you to be makna me the karka. That's what the Lekeach is telling the Gazlan, and that's how he's kaine. So Taisus says no. That's not cool that the Lekeach gave money to the Gazlan by telling him he doesn't have to pay up the chayv. V'hoda oma be'ish mekadesh v'shovin shebimecher kone, that everyone agrees that mecher milve is kone, haino b'milve sheyesh le'alacherim. That means something else. That means if Reuven lent money to Yankel, and Reuven comes over now to Rochel and says, the money that I lent to Yankel, that he owes me, he's going to owe it to you. That is called she's getting new money. That's called she's getting money. Now Yankel owes her money. To acquire that Yankel owes her, that's called she got something. That she doesn't have to pay the malva, that's not called she got something. Then she would be Mekudesh. He laughed. There's another problem over there. The Isha lay some chedaita, v'yirei sheyarzer v'yimchel. That there's a shakla v'tai in the sugi over there. Maybe she doesn't rely on him. That she'll say she's maskim, and then he'll go over to Yankel and say, I'm meichel d'choy. So my male, there's a shayla smiches das, by Nisha. Avol milve she'ishe chayeves loy, but a milve that she owes him, he meichel lo, and he says, you don't have to pay me back, a makachibo ain't a makodeshes. The Lainosan Loklum, it's not called he gave her something. It's not called she acquired something. The Mikame Ochi Hoya Bishusa, when he lent her the money, so it's her money already. It's now her money. He's not giving her new money. He's saying you don't have to pay back. Fine. Avogav Dhshimikacha Banos Mechilas Milvehi Mikodesh. fragt Toisves, but there is a way that you could be Mekadosh, not with the money. The money is called, he's not giving anything. But he says, listen, I'm Moichel the Choyv, and the Mechilas HaChoyv is Zichah HaNoah to you. That no, that's not called, let's say the Choyv is $100. It's not called, I'm giving you $100 that you don't have to pay me the Choyv. But you Zichah HaNoah, that's worth $50, that you don't have to pay me $100 Choyv. So you could be Mekadosh Bahanoas Mechilas Milbe. Like Gora, that's not worth Me'arvach Lozimne V'dabalecha L'shilta in the Mekodeshes. That means that there are Hanoas, if you were Mahana someone, so you can be Mekadosh with Hano, because that's called she's getting in a new Shavius. V'chein b'mechi mocha b'anoas mechila koinib ke mehechlif to me'sher b'porit. So Taisvah says, the Gemara understood that he's not koine banos mechilas milva because the Gemara vaistois, it's automatic. You don't have to do something new. Like this, he has to tell him, listen, the lekeach has to tell the gazlan, I'm moichel you the money you owe me, and anos mechila you should be matna me the karka. So it's not an automatic exchange. It's mashme according to Rav is koine automatically. Emphati gemore, bahi hano de kosomech, bahave ki ilu omalei sodezu, tkneiknu yo loch lishe ekocheno. Now we should know this is a small taisvis, but it's a tremendous taisvis. What is pshat in the Gemara's teretz? What is pshat in the Gemara's teretz? Taisvis held that he's kind of automatically, that you don't have to make, not like the, he's kind of automatically. So taisvis said, that the Gemara was machadish a moiradik echidish. What is the din? If a person says, right now, I'm selling you a field, that the field should become yours when I'll purchase it. That means, I'm gonna purchase a field one of these days, and I'm selling it to you now. What is the din? So, between you and me, this is Aizmoicha Adover Shalai Baloilam. This is the din he's selling. It's not his field now. I'm selling to you now. When I'll buy it, it should be, I'm selling you now. So when I buy it, it'll become yours. This is Aizmoicha Adover Shalai Baloilam, which is Amachlekes Ramei and the Chachamim. Ramei holds Adam Moicha Adover Shalai Baloilam. The Chachamim holds Adam Moicha Adover Shalai Baloilam. Fine. That's the same thing. Mashirish Ma'abe Mocholoch. This is all Adover Shalai Baloilam. So what did Taisvah say over here? So Taisvah said, a moiradikizach. You'll ask us, why ain't other maknadova shaloi baloilam? So we would say, the reason ain't other maknadova shaloi baloilam, because how can I sell something that's not mine? How can I make a maizakinya? I'm selling you the field I'm going to purchase tomorrow. It's my field. I'll purchase it tomorrow, become my field. You can't make a Maisa Kinyan on something that is not yours. That's how we learn. There's a Muradik in the Muki Yosef Vaita in Nezer Neshech. The Muki Yosef says, the whole chesom of an other Makna Dova Shaloi Baloilam, there's no Gemiristas, there's no sincerity. Yeah, I'm selling you what I'm going to purchase tomorrow. That means, we're talking about you're going to purchase, he's going to sell it. They can talk, they can make kinyonim. It's the chazal opkishas, there's no gemiristas. And if there's no gemiristas, there's no sincerity, the kinyon isn't chal. So agemore estakashe, agma estakashe, how is the lekeach koine? The shtar is a chaspa baume. So the Gemara says no. The Lekeach relied on the Moicha. And the Moicha knows this. So Memele, even though in the shtar it says that I'm selling you this karke, and doesn't say that I'm going to buy it from the Nixel, the Taisus learns it's lehikebo. But al koponim, there is a sincerity. That means there is the lekeach is seimech on the gazlem. That if there's any shaila about this karke, he knows the gazlem will be matriach himself to acquire it from the nigzel. So there's a sincerity over here. The minute there's a sincerity, is oda maknadov shloi b'loil. So this is a third mahalach in the sugya. This is how Taisus Lim Pshat the Sugya, and that's in Fakelta. That was the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Mashirish Ma'aba Mochaloch is not Koine. Fakelta, according to Taisus, the Kasha is Mamish like a glove. You just tell him, you sell something. What's it? Hosom Somach Daite, Ochaloi Somach Daite. Here there is a sincerity, and when there's a sincerity, so I say, Oda Makna Dovish Loi B'loilam, and it's a good star, it's not a chaspa ba'alme, and the minute the Gazlan acquires it, belongs automatically to the Lekeya.